Long applause, long applause, much needed applause. We are back with another episode. Got some good talk to talk to y'all about. We got some good topics we're gonna discuss with y'all, and we're just gonna just chop it up for this next 40 to an hour and just see what y'all can get out of it. See if you can drop any gems over there, winner. But you know what it is, it's fan talk. I'm your boy AU, and we got my man. Go ahead. And it's not bad. It was a, 2 week window. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's going to be consistently dropped so we can pick back up where we left off way back in 2016. We had some good numbers back in the day. We definitely was doing our things. We may have been a little funnier. We're a little younger, so we can say a little more wilder things. And so that probably made for good content, but we're going to bring it back. And, you know, we just got to go with the age. So, you know, we're in our mid thirties. So all y'all that are in the mid thirties, come rock with us, because we're going to talk like grown adults. We're going to give you that talk, stuff y'all can relate to. And if you're younger, come get these gems. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never too young to learn, or never too young to listen to your OG. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm older than you. I'm getting there. You got OG gray hairs. Yeah, I'm in the midlife OG. You got OG hair. You skipped over that joke twice. You got OG. I said it twice. You skipped over that twice. You got OG hair. Mine's coming in, though. Hey, if it works for you, it should work for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get them here and there, but right now I'm rocking strong, hair growing strong for right now. There are some thin spots. I will be honest. There's some spots I touch every day. Like, don't fail me. Don't you fail me? Like I put nourishment in you. I put the vitamins on your hair. Wow, that's crazy. But that's what happens.
I see what you're saying, man.
Keep applying that pressure. Keep applying that pressure. So,
like, I do have a sand, and what I thought right now, my corners was going to be shot. I'm proud to say that they are still intact.
Your corners were shot at a young age, low key.
Man, going to the barbershop, they was doing me dirty. That's when I realized, I was like, I got to get out of here. It's not me, it's you.
Note to the barbers. Keep the natural hairline, man. If it's not going to be crisp that time, don't touch it. Let it grow. Hey, man, I can't touch you up right now, because if I do and push you back, I'm going to get these sides, and then I'm going to come back and, you know, take a little money off that fee or something. Yeah, but don't just go pushing hairlines back and then putting white chalk on the forehead, because when it grows back, if you get this much of new growth, that's tragic. You know that's not coming back. That's for sure. That's officially right. Your new hairline. We got a good show, man. We had a fan talk excursion about a week ago. We had a fan talk excursion. We was on Instagram one day. You know, the Instagram algorithm is crazy. It's dangerous. It feeds you. I think my wallet. My wallet has depleted a couple times because Instagram algorithm. Like, oh, let me get that real quick. I like that. I'm bad at that. That's my pet.
Just looking for this.
Yeah, that is my weakness. Instagram algorithm. They put that little cell in front of your face. Don't gotta say much. If I want it, it's getting bought. But we went out. I say that to say we had an Instagram algorithm situation. Mike Epps. Oh shoot, Mike Epps, bald headed on the picture. Boom. Oh, Netflix little symbol. So this is official. Okay, we about to go see some official. So Mike Epps came to Arizona for his Netflix special. We sent that through the group chat. So me and my lady, we got dressed up in the flyest, and we linked up with Chi-Town. Shout out Chi and Winna. And we went to the resort, the casino resort, which was an amazing establishment. It was the Gila River Casino Resort, amazing establishment. It was fun. Your house drinks, I'm going to have to go ahead and spend a little more money, because that was wild. But we went to the show. You lock your phones up. You know, you.
That's the first time I experienced that. I've heard about this stuff where it's like, yeah, they take your phone, they put the phones away, and I was like, yeah, I don't know how that happens, but this is the first time I was like, oh, they really locking this phone up.
I knew they was locking the phone up the moment I realized that it was a Netflix special. Mm-hmm. So I was prepping my lady all week. Hey, you know they're locking your phones. Hey, get your text off. You know we got kids. Make sure the kids is good. They locking the phones. They locking the phones. They are locking the phones. And that was like the biggest thing I wanted to convey. Yeah, your outfit looks good, but they gonna lock that phone. Picture of your outfit before we go in. And so we get there. Get us a little adult drink.
Yeah.
Go to the line.
That was a hassle just to get the reservations. Like, man, where's the drink? Are y'all serving alcohol in here? What's up?
It was Auntie and Uncle City in that place.
That's a fact. That's every a fact. Auntie, but I mean, every
uncle, it was beautiful. It was
when the ratio of the casinos is like 98% slots, you already going to get that crowd already. And so when you bring in, you know,
you knew who was going to the show and who was in the casino.
Exactly.
Top hat show. Silk shirt show. A couple of chains on.
You in there.
Show. Bald head with a fresh beard. You're going to the show. And so we had a lot of guys. It was a shout out to all the aunties, uncles there. But we got in there, got our drink, got in line, and they locked the phones. Yeah. Looked at Mel like,
I was like, oh, shoot.
Sorry, yeah.
Locking the phones.
Yeah, locking the phone. Looked at Mel like, you ready? And we get in there. I'm going to get into the critiques. My critique was I only bought one drink for the show. Now, if they would have told me there was no bar inside the show, right, I would have bought two, maybe three drinks because, right, and this is why, I would have did two originally if the show would have started when it started. But I would have had to buy three because my first critique was, hey, man, your tickets, I know you're a celebrity, but these tickets say this.
I knew something. That's what I was trying to plot on some food, and I was telling Shy, I'm like, listen, I know it says indoors gonna close, but there's no possible way it's gonna start like this. There's no possible way. We got at least 5 to 10 minutes. Sure enough,
we had a good five. I'm calling it a good five.
They let people stay out there in the little area, get their little drinks, and bring them in. I'm like, man, come on, y'all told us it was gonna be yours, but I knew. I should have known.
And we're at the age now where, like, okay, I know there's this thing, color people time. We want to get there. If it starts, we're in the on time stage of life. Like, all right, yeah. I want to be in the house with some food by this time. If it says it starts here, like, there was a 10 o'clock show. So the show started at 7 for everybody that doesn't know. But there was a 10 o'clock show. Younger me would have said, let's go at 10. We're going to turn up. We're going to turn up. We're going to do everything that takes in this turn up. We're going to go in there. And if we even remember the show, we don't know. But we're going to turn up.
I'm happy you chose that early show.
I saw that 7 o'clock. I was like, little 5 p.m. turn up with the lady in the hotel room. We go. We get in at 7. Netflix. I only expect an hour because it's Netflix.
Now, I knew it was a risk already. Well, first and foremost, before I get to that, the show came out fire, jokes coming in fire. But when you go into a comedy show and you see the first show of the weekend, like, are they going to be there for the weekend? They don't get warmed up until.
Yeah, they don't get warmed up. Second show
or, like, you know, the next night, they like, all right, I got this in my bag.
All right, I know what to say to these fools. Yeah, this is easy. We live in Arizona, so it's not going to take much for celebrity to wow an Arizonian. I'm just going to be real low-key. We kind of, not all of us, but some of us go crazy for a celeb name. It's wild. It's a crazy situation. But, you know, there's a lot of old school rappers right now getting that bag when they come to Arizona. You know what I'm saying?
It's always on the itinerary. There's West Coast legends, y'all know it. When I see them people on Instagram, I'm like, "Where is it? There it is. There it is. AZ.
He's coming to Arizona. Easy bag. He gonna go to Tucson, Flagstaff. He gonna go to Sedona. Any city that's gonna allow him to show up, he gonna come and get an Arizona bag. So if you are a legacy act, we'll call you. Come to Arizona because you gonna sell out. Don't know why. I ain't no hater, but that's just what happens here. But we get in there. Drink gone at that point. Yeah. It's at this point now it's 8. So yeah. I'm already starting off like, you know, I was already on my uppers. I was up because I was turning up a lady date night. And the vibe for me mentally at like an hour point for like 8, I was like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm looking at the door to see if I can get me a little drink of like, how will I make this work? Like, will they really just have me sitting out there late, y'all inside laughing? But I was like, nah, don't risk it. So that was first start. The DJ kept saying, 5 more minutes. 5 minutes come by. 5 more minutes. 5 minutes go by. And finally, we get to the show. Alex Thomas comes out. What do you think about Alex Thomas?
Great. It was a great little opener. It was like a nice, like, oh, okay, familiarity. We know who he is, and we know he's funny. We've seen him in, like, bits and pieces in, like, movies and stuff, but enough you've seen him to stand up, like, on your own. But it's like, all right, okay, cool. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't sure who was going to be opening. It's like, okay. So I thought he was a nice opener. I thought he was funny.
Good opener. Definitely. He definitely catered to an older audience than us during his set.
For sure.
So that was for all the aunties and uncles I talked about earlier. They came in. They was laughing. They was in their bag.
Coming in.
Now, let me get this straight. Yeah. Y'all was looking fly in there. Old school. I hope when I get to that old school play age, look like some of y'all. And y'all was looking nice. But he came out. Good set. Definitely did some things that brought nostalgia, different little lines and things he said. Right. Obviously, that's something that we going to want to see as a fan. He's like, hey, go ahead and do that one more time. Do what that made us laugh or what made us fall in love with you in the first place. So Alex Thomas came out. Was good.
So it's just a set that's like, I'm about to be funny, but this is his special, and I'm not about to give y'all
what I could do. Because he definitely, I've seen things where he's turned up. But it was a
good.
It was really good. So he was almost the MC as well, you know, and that was my first. That was the fist where the plus comes in. I'm happy there was only one opening act after what we had to sit through. After I was at this point was drinking.
I didn't feel it was that long of a wait when we got in there. I'm going to be honest.
I did. I think I was more so like, damn, this drink is gone.
I think that's what you was on. So, I think that's more so what you're feeling. Cause I was like, I was like, cool, like 45 minutes, I felt. But it was 45 minutes too long because I was 45 minutes, I could have had some fries in my belly.
So I think, the outside influences me was like, man, come on, bro. Like, young me would have been laughing with the homies, but for today, I want to see a show. I was about to, we had did a little Uber Eats on some wings. I'm like, man. Come on. So Alex Thomas goes, he's also the MC. Now, remember, we locked them phones. We locked those phones. That's the first thing I want to keep saying. I want to iterate. We locked the phones. First show of the weekend, Netflix special, Mike Epps. It's supposed to be great for us. Haven't seen him. Last time we saw him live, it was a long time ago in a smaller venue. So it was good to see like the evolution of him. So he comes out. Alex Thomas goes, hey, guys, you know what I'm saying? This is Mike Epps' chance. You know, it's Netflix. It's big time. All on TV. We're going to get y'all in cameras everywhere. Y'all looking good. Do not get caught recording. Do not do none of that. You know, the stuff they're going to say on the show, that's that standard. That's typical. It's like when you're on a flight, the flight attendant is going to give you their rundown. And so we wait another 10 minutes. That's what happened. Wait another 10 minutes. And then Mike Epps finally comes out. Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing? You know how he come out.
I think you put a little on there. He definitely walked right out. He announced him, didn't he?
He announced him. No, he did not. No.
We waited?
I felt like we waited like a little bit.
My memory's terrible. Maybe.
I felt like they played some music really quick. And then I feel the DJ announced him. So we waited. DJ, all right, all the way from Gary, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, Mike Epps. He comes out, guns loaded, guns blazing, shooting just quality jokes, quality jokes. It's about 15 minutes in.
15 minutes in, just fire.
He's on fire. He's happy. You could tell he had him a little bit in the back, feeling good about himself, feeling good about his show. So he gets to going, and he looks up.
Boom.
This is where the show, this is where I wanted my money back in this moment. He looks up, and what does he see? In Arizona. Probably not from not now. To the credit, Arizona's a melting pot. It's a melting pot of people. Okay, so we can't say it was somebody that was born here, but they were here and they were in that venue and they had a red light shining on Mike Epps, and you know what that means? They were recording. Recording. Show went bad so fast he stopped, and you know Mike Epps always when he talks like it sounds like he's joking all the time. So I'm thinking he had planted something. I'm in over here saying he planted this conversation. This is an infiltrator. It's part of his act. Maybe he's doing something new. He goes off.
He's going crazy on dude.
He goes off
on dude and the woman he hit.
Goes crazy on boom. And the dude, for some reason, mind you, we had to lock our phones. It's on the ticket. It says it. The rules and regulations of being in this show. We got a little card that actually showed us how to get in and all that. He goes off on them. The dude gets caught recording. What does the dude do instead of just saying my fault and getting out? He goes, starts to cussing out Mike Epps. He goes to going off on him. Like, well, he's bitter. He's mad, man. And the seats he paid for definitely was in the double-digit figure. It wasn't even like he paid 3 digits for the seats. Like, the rest of us that was on that lower level. And he was up there in them double-digit seating. And he started cussing, and Mike Epps went off. Went off.
Yeah.
And this is where the show, I think at that point, the material he was going to release, he just stopped. And he said, I'm gonna give y'all some of these recycles.
The mood switched, obviously. The mood switched. And I think after that, he definitely is like, I'm sorry, y'all, or whatever. He tried to bring it back around. And I think he did eventually do a good job of bringing the show back around. And it was funny for me. But obviously, it's hard to ignore what just took place.
And it felt awkward.
Overall, it was, I was able to overall be like, nah, I'm cool. I'm enjoying my time. Whoever that is, he was tripping. He definitely got to talk crazy too. But let me enjoy my little night out that I got. I don't get these often. I'm laughing.
He got that guy upstairs got the viral moment he was looking for. He thought he was gonna slip some video. Yeah. Now he on video. The show ended up being funny. Like there was funny moments. Like I would be very selfish to sit there and try to hold in the laugh, a natural laugh. Where he went wrong with me for some part. He could have just kept yelling at the dude. He brought Arizona as a whole in the situation a couple times. And I don't know if he was joking at that point or he was really mad, but he was like, I knew better to come in here to do this.
I don't know why he did it here either. And I don't know why he did it in Chandler. I'm like, what? Like, what?
Yeah, that's a wild place, Chandler. That's like, I mean, like, obviously.
You going to do it in Arizona and then you're not going to do it downtown. It's crazy.
Well, also maybe let you know. He may say he had no choice early. I thought that was a joke, but maybe that's, I mean, he was in a smaller venue than usual. I mean, but overall, it was a good show. I mean, didn't win anything on the roulette top. I want to touch that roulette, bet it on black. Black let me down for once, finally.
On that 21, that's where I got that blackjack.
But yeah, it definitely got us a long-winded show. But that was our outing. And overall, it was just a good time for us to go be together. Obviously, and watch somebody we grew up on, you know what I mean? 15, exactly. 30, you know what I mean? So that was a good show. Whoever that was that recorded, hopefully it was worth it. You missed a good one. But I did get some inside information from the 10 o'clock show. He was like, I'm not using none of that 7 p.m. footage. And
oh yeah, he said he clipping that.
He's not using that, and
he used that first 15. The first 15, I don't know if he's gonna bring it like that on the Indian Mother Show. That first 15 was crazy.
Yeah, he was hype. That was energy. That adrenaline got killed quick. It's like Colorado. But we're gonna get into that. Should we get into that right now?
I was gonna ask. Do you still believe, man?
Do you believe? I'm gonna ride this season out, man. That's crazy. You gotta be. I'm gonna be loyal to the soil. He said I got my black and gold on. It's Phoenix, but I got my black and gold on. But that was wild. That was wild. So we initially slated on recording last night. For those, if you're listening, you're probably listening to it today or on Sunday. We literally slated for recording last night, but I was putting the baby to sleep, and I'm sure when it was doing the same. And so,
man,
Colorado's playing. Colorado's playing. It's 20.
They walking.
Dog walking. Leash.
They stunting, like people jogging into the end zone. I'm like, oh, this is
a wrap.
Stanford is not rebuilding. Like the commentators, like two different ways of building the program. Like Stanford is not building anything.
So we thought.
I lay down on that carpet. I'm thinking, you know, I'm old. You know, I'm like that. I lay down anywhere. I'm going to sleep.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Baby's getting ready for bed. I'm thinking, they ain't even read books yet. The next thing I know, it's just like 29 or something. I wake up like 3 a.m. I look at that score and I'm like, no way. OT 40. What? I see the Stanford dude doing the Shadur. I'm like, no way.
That's crazy.
Stanford ain't doing the Shadur.
Stanford's doing the Shadur right now. That's what it is. Stanford doing the Shadur. And it was crazy because this is like the second time I've did this where, okay, like it was the first time was when they were losing bad to whoever they beat in overtime. I think it's Colorado State. It was my service was glitching. So I was like, I'm done watching it. I'm going to go to sleep. Come back, wake up. They went overtime. This time it was 29-0. I think it was like 29-0. 29-0, absolutely, at halftime. 29-0. Absolutely. And I'm like, cool. I just made some chicken and waffles. I was like, you know, at this point, I'm just going to go ahead and take it in. Wake up, 4 o'clock. I'm like, let me just check because I like to watch YouTube a lot. I watch YouTube all the time. So, you know, anything you go to YouTube, they got wow factor captions. I'm like, hold on, what?
No,
Coach Prime pissed. That's what it says. I'm like, what's he pissed about? So I go to Google. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. I wake my lady up and say, I don't believe. And she said, I told you. I told you. Don't. She goes, don't come back to me in 20 minutes after they done messed up. I was like, ah. And that's what happened.
That was one of the first ones on my little NC Dub for the weekend. I'm like,
I had to go reuse selections quick. Reuse selections. Yeah. Take them out. Try this again.
That's a fact.
Oh, reuse selection quick. I was like, hold on, I can't let any of these go. But I just think it's coming down to they have the skill positions. They just don't have the interior structure foundation to be good. They don't have a defensive line or offensive line. So as the game goes down, their size is starting to be exposed because when you're a big dude and you get tired, all you got to do is lean on somebody. And
there's also the times where I'm like, what are they calling from the offensive standpoint? Like, what are the decisions? Like, sometimes, like, they can't, the opening game versus TCU, Edwards seemed like he was one of the big three, too. It was like Shadur, Edwards, Hunter. I ain't seen them run the ball since.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I really don't know what they're doing sometimes on the offensive end. And then I saw Shannon's host as well last night. Travis Hunter's first came back. He's playing too many snaps. Like, he had a lacerated liver, and he comes back and he's playing every single snap of the game.
Yeah, that's wild.
Golly, like, that's just a lot of football for someone who's clearly has shown he could be susceptible to injury.
Well, which is funny because in my head this whole morning, I've been plotting. I'm like, did he do, like, I'm like, because I'm thinking about that too. I'm like, they must have had him conditioning or something. Like, I'm like, was he conditioning to play this much? And then based on what I'm seeing, he was one getting burnt at the end of the game. He was one getting burnt in the game, and that has nothing to do with his skill. He's still one of the best. It's fatigue. You can't, like, we've played this sport at that level. You see a jersey in the back. We've played at that level where you can't come off injury. You got to come in. You got to get a feel for the game. You're in Colorado. They were in Colorado, right?
Yeah, that's true.
In Colorado. So even though you are there and you're getting used to that altitude still is different.
You're running on fumes at the beginning. And then once that starts to work, you're like, okay, my lungs ain't played
there in 2 weeks. And once your lungs go, your legs go. Once your legs go, you can't do nothing. You're stuck in the mud, especially in that sport.
What we call? Lips white.
Especially Colorado. Your lips get so white. Colorado. You ever been to Colorado? I played kick return, I was on starting offense, and punt. And just doing those three things, man, I was like, well, yeah, y'all got to get somebody up in that R1 position for me on that kick return because I'm not taking no more wedge hits with this fatigue. But it just comes out of that. And I think, like you said, there needs to be a little more running the ball. I know Shadur is him. He's him.
He's him for sure.
But like you said, first game, I haven't seen much of, what's his name again?
His last name is Edwards.
Edwards. I haven't seen it. D. Edwards. That's all I know his jersey says. I haven't seen much of him run the ball. They went back to some of the Jackson State guys, Hankerson and those guys that came in. Number 36. Correct. And I know he was for sure at Jackson State. Little dude, little stocky dude. They went back to some of them. And then there was times I was watching the game. I was like, I'd run the ball. This was like 3rd and 2. I'm like, run the ball. Let's see what happens. Like, run the ball. Like, because you're just going to start becoming a little too predictable. And that's when he fit in that tight little window to Travis Hunter like that. Yeah, I'm like, that's a great catch. It's a great throw, great catch. But, yeah, like, it was locked down. He was on him. So, I just think that, you know, he's talking about guys having love for the game. Like, I don't think it comes down to love for the game more so than maybe, like, and this sounds, I don't even want to sound like this. I don't want to sound like this because I like the showboat. I like the show out, but y'all might have to kind of lay low for a little bit and really get to the gritty of what football's about, which is playing football.
I don't even know if that's a problem. I feel like they are prepared, but I feel like clearly their focus was this week was starting back. They've been starting slow, but in somewhere in there, they lost the finish. They didn't finish.
And they're a new. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, and that's the whole point. You know when that's the first thing that he probably went in there and said, "We gotta finish. We gotta finish." I'm sure his press conference he said something about that. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure he said something about finishing.
Something your body does though, like when you're in that position when you win in by that much, you naturally take that foot off the gas. Like I feel like that's the hardest thing to do. You're like, oh, cool. Like, oh, he about to come in for me. You think that the backup's coming in. You like, you think it's about to get shut down. And maybe that's what kind of happened in the second half. Maybe they were just kind of like, hey, let's fit a couple of these people in, these pieces together. Stanford got their confidence.
Into the end zone on the touchdown. I was like, oh, yeah.
And once you give a team like Stanford, at the end of the day, they're still Stanford historically. You give them a little confidence. And you know everybody wants to beat you. They gonna do everything. They're not. That's the one game. Here, that's the one game where they're that other team. They don't care. They could be losing by 1,000. They're going to play you till the clock is 0-0-0 in the fourth quarter because they want a fighting chance to say I beat Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffs that year that they were all hyped up. Those guys are gonna get old and they're gonna be talking to their kids like, yeah, this is when I beat Coach Prime. They was all hype about him back in the day, and we beat them. That's the end. They ain't going to go pro. They just going to know they beat you guys.
In school history. Yeah, they're going to be on all that. But really, dude, ultimately, like, he's already got 4 times the wins they had last year.
Yeah,
I'll be following to see what they do, but the hype as far as must-see TV every week is not there no more.
Yeah.
But I want them to win.
I just want them at this point now, bowl eligible. Get to that bowl game. That's a successful season. That's going to keep y'all in the, if that's going to keep the ear, people ring.
I would love to see, because shout out to my Revs, you know what I mean? We 4-1. I don't know if you noticed.
I saw that.
I would love to see Colorado versus the Revs.
I put, we may, if they do, we, I'd be willing to take that trip to where they play.
It's in Vegas for sure, for sure.
But I think that, They gotta save themselves by going bowl eligible, it'll keep them in the airwave still. And it's Deion Sanders, so they're gonna be out there. And what's funny is next year they're gonna be even louder, and they're gonna have even more attention because now it's year two. You know what time it is?
Do they Shador? Have games now that I think about it, I'm gonna have to glance at their schedule, like because Stanford was supposed to be one of the games that they had left. That was for sure. They skated through ASU. I mean, I stated they fought through to get that win. Yeah, it's
they still haven't been through Washington State yet, who's playing tough football. They haven't been through UW.
They're not the same team no more.
They haven't been through Oregon State yet. Exactly. They made it tough for themselves.
UCLA next. They got Oregon State, U of A, Washington State, and Utah. They could very well
lose every game.
All those games.
I see that. I can see that happening, but
or only
I think
beat U of A.
I think they can get that U of A game. They can get that U of A game,
that's
and
the
then
only winnable
another team that they can sneak.
UCLA and WSU. They got to fight, but
they got to. Those are the three games that I think they have a fighting chance. WSU, but I think WSU might dog walk them because WSU is legit. UCLA and U of A. If they can get, they got to get one of, they got to get two of those three games, and then they got to hope for, and then maybe something will click against Oregon State and Washington. But right, I don't think so. I think today Washington is going against Oregon, so we'll see how they play, see how that pans out. But we hope they figure it out. Ooh. I'm gonna ride through the season, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been neglecting my Aztecs to follow Prime, and I guess that's what you get for not staying loyal to the soil. But once an Aztec, always an Aztec. You know, shout out to San Diego State. We 2-4, so we got to get some wins.
I've noticed.
I know y'all Rebs love it because we've been on top for we've been on top for so long. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
I see the schools that's like that was always like little brother in us, like. You got Boise State, and it's just like y'all not like that right now.
Right now, but it's had. You guys will y'all be like be that had. For y'all be like that for a couple for a year. But all I say you is against so the Rebels, I'm 3-4, so I'm happy with my success against the Rebels, 75%, and I balled against y'all every time I play. Don't ever sleep on me.
That's all fair.
But I guess we'll get into it. And if do you have anything else in college? I mean, it's been some competitive football, actually. Like, it's crazy. Like, the top 10 teams are not the top 10 teams that you always used to seeing. The conferences, yes, but not the teams. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's good to see the West Coast dominance just in general. Like, Pac-12 has had a great year this year, just overall. I think, obviously, someone from the South is going to be representing. But Pac-12 has been overall the best conference.
Yep. So if that's for you know, we got Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, Oklahoma, Penn State, Washington, Oregon, Texas, and Southern Cal. So the West Coast teams are doing their thing. Alabama's out there in 11th. As you can see, I got the game on behind me. I don't know the score yet, but they are on a ticket. And I did put UNLV on my ticket.
Oh yeah, we walking them. We walking them today.
I hope so.
They could do.
That's a rivalry game.
Oh yeah, that's the one. That is the one. I mean, Hawaii's the other one, but this is the one.
That's what we got. We got Hawaii today.
Gotta be Hawaii.
We should beat them. We'll finish with a bowl. We'll finish with a bowl berth. You know, that's what we do.
Like what, 5? Y'all think I'm gonna get to 5? Y'all got 3 more wins?
6. Wait, how many games have we played so far?
Y'all got 2. Y'all got 2 wins. Y'all think
2-4, 6 games. There's still 5 games left.
You might look at that schedule, man.
We win today. We just get 3 more. We right there. Halfway shout out to Brady Hoke, you know what I'm saying? She hold them, get them boys right. But let's get into NFL.
Yeah, man.
NFL, first things first.
Thursday night football.
I am not watching Chiefs games no more until Taylor Swift is off the camera, bro. Like, I'm being so serious about that. Call me a hater. Call me what you want. But we're not even, like, they're throwing flags and they're showing the reaction. They're throwing flags and showing the reaction of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's like you come back from commercial, you show the press box of Taylor Swift. Like, she's talented in her world, the people that like her. But we are here to watch football, and I know you guys got an influx of viewership. Send them back.
Sure.
Send them back. It's not worth the integrity of our game. Man, that with a lot of dudes lost their brain cells over.
Yeah, the commentator dude was trying to make it seem like they wasn't about to be showing Taylor Swift. They showed Taylor Swift all night. Before the kickoff even happened, I told my wife, like, look, they already showing her. The game has not even begun, and they couldn't even wait to start showing her. Like, Travis Kelce hasn't caught a pass. He's warming up, and they want to see her react. Like, what are we looking at?
You know, the funny thing is, I will say one funny thing about the show, Taylor Swift. Mahomes' wife was smart this time. She said, I'm coming. I'm here with you. We here with a team. Ain't no jealousy involved. Give me a hug. Millions followers. Got them. Give me a hug. We're friends. Like, yeah. Power.
No cool. I'll be here too.
So, the game before, she looked a little jelly, but she came. So, you know what? Patrick was like, you got to be smart, babe. You got to be smart.
You said it just like that.
It's for the business. It's for the business, you know what I'm saying? Go hug her a couple times.
Yeah.
Maybe sing a little song. Hum a little song next to her. She might think you can sing.
You know, they probably had a couple outings since then, like got comfortable with each other since then. So you know,
before I played soccer, I used to sing in the choir, you know what I'm saying? You can find something in common. Get this money. But I'm done watching their show. They did put a hurt down on Russell, which is time.
It was 19-8.
Yeah, that's true. So it wasn't that much of a hurt. I thought it was 30-10 for some reason. I don't know why.
It should have been, but Pat was out there throwing picks. He was out there had other things on his mind too. He threw two picks.
That is true. And I know some people that put Pat Mahomes under 0.5 on a ticket in a group chat. Mm-hmm. I ignored that text. I was like, that pick is coming. And it happened right away. And the text, man, Pat Mahomes with the pick. I was like, yep, I knew that. But I just can't watch it. Shout out to Travis Kelce though, because he did go for for 109 on 7 catches.
What do you
now
feel
he
about
is
the Chiefs overall though. Like
the Chiefs are gonna be there. They're gonna be there. And the thing about the Chiefs is every year, like they'll either blow you out, but they're scrappy. They know how to get out the mud when they need to get out the mud. So that's what makes the Chiefs different, because they don't really have a receiver. They have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. They literally have. And Isaiah Pacheco starting to wake up. Like, beginning of the season, he was a little off, but he's starting to wake up now. But they don't really have a receiving core. They literally just have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And those two just figure out a way to claw. They got a good defensive line and Chris Jones and company. So they have pieces to be right back there. They're going to be there.
I don't feel the same about them right now. They don't look the same to me. I don't feel the same about what they're looking like. I just don't know.
Do I think they're going to win? No, I think the Eagles is coming for that get back. I think honestly, the Eagles might get.
I don't see a way that the Niners don't win.
The Niners are nice. It'd be Eagles Niners, I think, right? They could do that. Or no, they have to play each other.
Yeah, they have to play each other.
That sucks. That's going to be the Super Bowl, though. That division championship.
One of them versus the Chiefs.
And that's the thing that helps the Chiefs is that other side ain't looking like the other side. They got a couple teams here and there, but I just think there's too many young quarterbacks. So where like these veteran quarterbacks, if you got a little skill, you can get by these dudes. Are he gonna choke right here? Don't matter. He gonna choke right here. He's good.
If Baltimore can find a way to get their receivers to catch a ball, I like Baltimore Niners.
Speaking of Baltimore, and I'm going to blend a little fantasy in it. I don't know if I got to keep Lamar just starting position, man.
Not a chance, man. I had a
two, with
I
Tua on the bench. Tua's my backup. So
he might go 400.
I don't know Lamar. I don't know Lamar doing out there, because the points ain't adding up. And I didn't even realize. I thought Odell Beckham wasn't even playing, and I saw he got a couple catches. I didn't know he was. I was like, I haven't heard from him, but he's happy and where he's at. But Baltimore, who they got to get? Yeah, I can see Baltimore going.
They don't look bad. They got a lot of good pieces. They just hurt all the time as usual. But if they can make something happen out the running back position, then. And, I mean, if they could just catch the rock, Lamar putting it on the money. And, I mean, he threw that pick at the end last week, but he had a lot of key drops that was for touchdowns. So, if their players can catch the rock, I need Andrews to catch the rock, also for fantasy reasons. And, yeah, they can do something. But, yeah, Niners look crazy.
Niners are wild. They got a squad. Brock Purdy is looking good. I know people are like, oh, he's a game manager. I don't care what he is.
I don't care what
he makes
is.
The right plays, and his stats look like it too. And Christian McCaffrey.
Than what Garoppolo ever did.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey's him. Brandon Ayuk came out of nowhere, which I drafted in one of my leagues. I knew he was gonna have a big year. He's starting to ball.
Man, you got that big good thing helmet.
That he's. It's nice that they could have gave up on him though, because he was like. Most teams give up on a player like that after a while.
Yeah, shout out to
like 2 years. So they stuck with him, and it's paying off. And that looks like a big contract will be coming his way. That's what it looks like. Rock, if it's not with them, somebody's going to get him for nice. And then the defense. That defense is insane.
Fred Warner's like next level linebacker play. Next level linebacker play.
So
I thought that don't get me wrong, Navarro Bowman and.
Patrick Willis. Was it Patrick Willis? Yeah.
But Fred Warner? Wow. I'd be like, yeah, this is crazy. He's going crazy right now.
But
there's been a lot of crazy linebacker play. Just my little linebacker things. Zaire Franklin's going crazy. Oluokun from the Jaguars is in every tackle. Watch
that's
the
dude that be
play.
Pulling up in the fits.
I don't know.
And have you seen that?
Always be pulling up in the fist, but
and shout
out
to Njoku speed recovery. Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know. I got to see if Olua can pull up in the fits for sure. But
one of those Ghanese dudes, they pull up in the fit. They had a dashiki on. They had their gowns and robes, little hat looking clean. Shout out representing.
I have to people, yeah. Watch what I tell you tomorrow when you watch the Jaguars. Every single tackle, 23 is in every single tackle.
What linebacker is that?
He's number 23 for the Jaguars.
What linebacker? What's his name?
Aluakon.
Oh, okay.
Zaire Franklin's crazy too, I'm sure you've seen him from
podcasts and different things.
He's going crazy,
but no, that's a good pick. I think the Eagles. If it's not the Eagles, it's gonna be the 49ers. But the Eagles they look legit for the last 3 years. They always find a way to slip it up. So that's a fact.
They can be had. I what do you feel about the brotherly shove? Do you feel like it's a fair play, or you feel like they need to outrule that?
Why don't you just get some linebackers behind the linemen and push them back?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why can't this be stopped? It has to be the O lineman. I feel like it has to be the O lineman versus the D lineman. That's the only thing. Because when you look at the line, they're pushing them far.
I mean, it starts with the line, so I don't even think that is something that shove is helping, because it's literally when they do it, it's like if you call it a yard by turns, but it's not even a full yard they be getting. It's like a half a yard, just like half the distance. And so that push does help, but I think they already are defeated once at the initial snap of the ball from the line. But why don't they just literally get a couple middle linebackers on the D-line back and push back. And everybody's pushed back. See what happens. And you can catch one over top. Pull them, you know what I'm saying? Get them linebackers, get them come over top and wrap the quarterback up. Pull that ball off that line. And so, there's ways to stop it. It's just, and if I'm an offensive team, other teams.
Linebackers in three-point stance too, or four-point stance too. Get them all, everybody, as soon as they get in there.
Everybody.
But then they'll start faking it and throwing it right over the top with A.J. Brown.
Easy money. And then on the reverse side of things, teams. When we watch film, you watch film of other teams and their schemes. Oh, this will work against them. We're going to put this in our offense. Put it in your offense. Call it something else.
Look the same.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that. Like when they do it, it looks like a well-oiled machine. When I've been seeing these other teams doing it, it'd be quarterback be looking like
slipping off each other.
Leg, like you don't slipping. Know where you want to run. Like
quarterbacks, police flying up on them.
Yeah, the only person I seen run a good one was the young boy who's taking a lead by storm, which is probably the biggest surprise for
Anthony Richardson.
Stroud
is balling.
Stroud really seemed like he got it all. He'd be talking that talk in the press conference too. I'd be like, okay, Stroud, okay.
Obviously, the biggest surprise is going to be for me. I don't even know how to say his name, so I'm going to try to look it up. Nuka? His name Nuka?
Puka? Puka Nakua?
Puka Nahua?
Puka Nakua?
Nakua. Puka Nakua. The biggest surprise.
That makes me wonder, is Cooper nice? That's the only thing that makes me
wonder. Or is it scheme-based?
Is it scheme-based?
He came back in ball, so, he might be. He might be nice. Let me see here. He might be nice for sure. But that's my big surprise. Biggest letdown. Obviously, the Cardinals are always going to be like the biggest letdown right now.
They're surprised in a good way for me. I didn't think they was going to be competitive. Like,
that's actually a plus.
They're competing right now. And then you get Kyler back. They sound like they're going to move away from him. But you get Kyler back and
poor Dobbs. Dobbs, man. Hopefully you put enough on tape that you'll either stay or somebody pick you up as a backup.
Have a job for sure.
But you did a good job so far. You've been holding it down, and you playing like your job's on the line. So we could do nothing but commend you, but you guys are still let down.
Yeah, I think he started to get a little bit. He was doing too much on social media, and it's like, all right, relax a little bit.
The biggest letdown got to be the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow and the Bengals right now. Even though they had a good game, but this is usually around the time where they start picking it up. Yeah, but right now,
must win now.
Right now, they haven't been looking too good. Besides last week against the Cardinals, which the Cardinals actually played well against as well. So that's my biggest letdown. I guess we'll get into this music real quick.
Getting
this music. Obviously, we were talking about a lot of sports, so it's not going to be really music heavy. But we do got to go over the All the Dogs by Drake. I can't lie to you. Once I did my first glance over, I was good. I was like, it's not for me. I'm not listening no more. I didn't go back to here. I listened to Charlotte. 6, 8 a.m. in Charlotte was my favorite song because it was the most rapidy rap on there. Uh-huh. But it wasn't for the dogs, man. It wasn't for the dogs we thought they would be for, let's say.
I'm going to say something that's not very popular, but I don't like any, for the most part, I don't like any of the timestamp songs from Drake, and I did not like this one. So I know that that's a big thing everybody like. Timestamp Drake. It's different. It's just not my thing. I don't like it. I don't know what
that's
it
respectable.
Is. I just don't like those songs. Especially this one was just like, this is not the one for me. And then I listened to the album at least 3 or 4 times, at least being like, all right, let me see. Am I tripping? Because sometimes I feel like I'll listen to something like it's trash, and then I'll be like, wait a minute, that was kind of fire right there. I wasn't tripping from what I thought. It wasn't just complete trash, but good. It wasn't like good. It was just like, okay, what is this?
It was honestly with just music. If Drake would have came out starting his career with that, he wouldn't be Drake today.
That's a fact.
He would have been just, he would have probably still been popular, but he'd just been another rapper that makes music, makes decent music.
That's a great point.
But you can't expect people to come out like, because the type of hunger is different at that level, obviously, in that pocket. You're gonna rap different, you're gonna be hungrier. So I'm not gonna hold that against Drake. I hold this album against him. Then the fact that it wasn't the best, it wasn't the worst neither, it's not trash. Obviously people are liking it
for sure.
A lot, there's a lot of criticism. This is more criticism he's gotten from the female population in a long time. I know that has to hit different.
Named it something else, like there would have been no one from, like, at least from a male perspective, that would be upset if you just named it something like, I just heard like a take, like people would have just changed the name to the names for the one with him and 21 Savage, called this Her Loss. I'd be like, okay, this sounds like Her Loss.
He could have been a Her Loss 2.
Exactly.
Like something like that, Her Loss 2.
The dogs is just so deceiving.
That's a very deceiving, but you know, marketing plays a big role in everything. I like the cover too that his son did. I think that's simple. It's cool. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at any of that. But in my listen, it just didn't catch me. There was nothing that was like, okay, I'm gonna stick here. Her loss was actually really good to me. I took a few off and added to the playlist.
For sure.
But this wasn't it. And you know, he said he's taking a break. Hopefully he come back. See. If he does come back, but if not, he gave a nice run of music. It's not like
that's
he can go
a
do
that because we may not ever get any other album that we consider a classic from Drake.
I think it's time for Drake to go ahead and get into Hollywood, get on the screen.
Yeah, start acting, man. It's time.
I think it's time to see that some acting, Drake. So if you obviously we are a smaller podcast, but if you hear this. Acting, it's time for acting, Drake. It's been a long time since Degrassi. And so I think that would be a bag that he probably could kill. I think I could see him in like Takers Part 3. But I think that acting would be something I would like to see from Drake at this point. But that's our opinion on that. And then we had RJ, I'm Yo Grills. I know that you and Shaw were not a fan of it.
Not at all, man.
I am.
Not all RJ, but this wasn't it.
I think it was good. Not only that was it good, it was a great look for him to get Gangsta Grills on the album.
I agree.
Which was really good. But I'm Your Grills to me was a decent. I give it a C+, B. Like, I'm not going to say it's. I could take like 3 to 4 of those things and put in rotation and feel good about myself and about the music I'm listening to.
Yeah, if I don't take more than like 5 songs from your project, it's not a good project for me. So I only took 1 from that project, and it was just like, it was a single to Buckle Up. I'm like, that was hard. And everything else, and I was like, what is this? I don't like none of this.
I like Lil Mo. I like Buckle Up. Both came in pretty hard, the first two. And then others that I don't know the names of the songs yet, but I'm going to keep the album in my rotation because I am an RJ fan. So I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to probably keep catching stuff. One thing I do like about RJ can rap. I think he's one of, like, for me, he's one of the better lyricists in the last, like, decade. Like pure lyricism, RJ is one of the tops for me. He be rapping.
Yeah, I don't know if I say that for me, but he's definitely one of my favorites for sure. He's definitely
one of my favorites. And then We got the Night Shift coming out, but by Larry June and Cardo. But he did, they did drop that Larry June Chops on the Blaze single. Very, it's what you expect from a Larry June. You know what I'm saying? I got a Cadillac, so it makes me want to jump in the caddy, ride down the city. It makes me want to, you know, just vibe, kick back, you know, feel good about it. It's feel good music. Makes you feel like a player sometimes. So it's good music.
Also, last week, Cali Sober, Wiz Khalifa was back in his bag. That's a quality tape. He got at least three to six quality tracks that I took off of there. That was like, these are the essence of what you like Wiz Khalifa for. And then Joey Fats. I'm not sure if anybody is familiar with Joey Fats.
He dropped music
last week. It was fire. Track off of their Blue Chips, crazy. Project called Glorious. This week for the music, there's a lot of hype around West Side Gun. So it's just a very, very, very tough listening as far as rapping goes. Good beats. Very tough listening for And You Pray For Me from West Side Gun. Jay Worthy and Kamaya and Harry Fraud dropped a project. The American Dream. Better than West Side Gun. Not exactly what I was looking for. And then the biggest album of this weekend, of course, Offset, Set It Off. Quality listen. Good beats. You know Offset's going to do with the beats. He has some good beats. I'm going to listen to it again, see what the takeaways are. I for sure got two out of there for sure, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
That's good. That's
good. He was doing all parts of the Migos. Like, he was doing the Quavo bag. I'm like, oh, I thought that was Quavo. And I'm like, oh, that's Offset. I'm like, okay. He was doing the full gauntlet.
Offset's always been, out of all the Migos, I feel like lyrically, musically, obviously he has an extensive musical background from dancing to singing to all that. I always think Offset, he be putting that stuff together.
That's one thing I've seen. He has been the most entertaining, and I definitely think, I don't think they would do it anytime soon, but a Cardi B and Offset reality show would go crazy.
That'd be wild.
You've seen Offset like do like the streaming thing recently. He's just been everywhere as of late, and it's like, okay, Offset's actually kind of funny.
I wouldn't probably watch that reality show, but I know my lady would, and I would probably just catch a little glimpse and talk like, what are they doing that for? But speaking of shows, TV shows, we got a TV show back. So after the last episode, I realized I wasn't watching no TV. And I was like, dang, let me get into a couple shows. Let me see what's going on out there. The writer's strike does not help because nothing new, nothing crazy. Like, you can feel it. You can feel it. I'm searching. YouTube has been my best friend. Shout out to my prison stories. I'll be watching prison stories on YouTube. Banky Pound and Cartoon 5-3. They got great prison stories. If you get bored, check them out. It's hilarious. They got good prison stories. And they seem like good men. I don't know. They've been, you know what I'm saying? They seem like good people. So they're good stories. But that's so I'm watching that.
Okay,
go ahead. You can jump in.
Gen V on Prime Video. Did you ever watch The Boys?
I couldn't get into it. I didn't like it. I was wild.
It's super wild. Super wild. If you're into that kind of stuff, this is from the same universe. It's just like a college version of this, and it's wild already. They just started. I'm in. And then Loki season 2 on Amazon or on Disney Plus is the best Marvel TV show that they've created, and they just started season 2. So that's what I'm watching right now.
I'd have to watch Loki season 1.
Fire.
In this house, we have a weird thing where we like true crime. We watch a lot of true crime in this household. That's what we eat when we're eating our lunch. Like, we like, oh, let's go find something good, a little doc. So I'll start off with non-true crime. I watched the Kelsey documentary on Hulu. It was about Jason Kelsey.
Oh, okay. Travis. The brothers.
That's good. That's good. That's a good watch. It's a movie, so it's a good quick. You in, hour 30, you out. Excuse me. But it was
a good one. Did you ever watch the quarterback one on Netflix? Was that fire?
Okay.
Everybody said it was fire. I never finished it.
It was fire. It was definitely fire. it made me have a I like Patrick Mahomes' wife a little bit more now knowing her. Okay. Once you know people, you like them. You're like, all right, you're not too bad.
Like, what?
Perception is not reality all the time. But Kelsey was dope. His family dope. Wifey definitely loved Kelsey more than quarterbacks, and she loved the way his family operated more than quarterbacks. Very humble family, like how they even live, like how the house. Like, it was good to see. He's a good dude. And yeah, definitely check out Kelsey.
Okay.
A little Travis in there. There's no Taylor Swift in this. So you guys can free of Taylor. So all you people that are like me, Kelsey is it, and you can watch a little football without her in there too. But then I got into Guilty or Innocent. Guilty or Innocent is a Hulu series show where people let's just get into one instance. This old man, there we go. There was this young boy, like 6'4", 6'5", 280, and there was this old uncle type man, drunkard. He drunk in the neighborhood, and then he was picking on this dude who just had a stroke. So he was kind of paralyzed from the stroke, and the old man was like, I'll beat you up, I'll beat you down. Like, and so the big boy tried to protect, socked the old man, ended up killing the man, or didn't kill him, but he almost killed him. Now the guy pretty much can't speak anymore. He can't do anything for himself. So they charged him with the crime. And so he's been on trial and this whole time. So he has evidence that's saying he's guilty, evidence that he's innocent. And he was found innocent. It was actually found to be self-defense. But then there was one show where the mom had a kid that was sick, and the kid is in the hospital, and I guess he's had severe starvation. So the mom's saying, there's no help for him. Like, she needs to get, like, coercing the doctors to do certain procedures. So they're saying the mom has this syndrome that, because everything she did, she put on Facebook. Like, every time she went to a doctor's appointment, that's my pet peeve. Every time she puts something like happened, the doctor said this, he's not going to be able to eat, she put it on there. And so she got diagnosed, and the person was like, the boy almost died, but he didn't. He left the health facility. Doctor called her mom. Mom got charged with attempted murder.
Dang.
And so they had to go through that trial, and the doctor was like, she has this where she seeks attention through her sick kid. Found her guilty, seven years in prison. And so that's a good show. That's Guilty or Innocent. Those are two scenarios of the shows we watched. And then let's see, what else have I been? I think that's it. That's what we've been on lately, I think.
I still do stream. Academic stream has taken place. I used to do Breakfast Club every day.
Yeah.
Academic stream has taken the place of that because it's hilarious. And then my wife watches stream too. She watches Kimpire.
What's it called?
Kimpire. It is this dude just that does like reviews on reality TV shows.
What's it called? Oh yeah, I need this. What's it called?
Kimpire.
Kimpire, like K-I-M?
I believe. I just hear it say the name. I don't know how it's actually spelled. But I know he's just on his streaming, like live streaming. And she just watched it on YouTube. But yeah, that's what we watched. I'm in my superhero bag. Invincible's for my cartoon lovers. Invincible's on its way back. That's also an extreme cartoon superhero one that's on Prime. Gen V. And
you need to put that Gracie's Corners in your life. Gracie, put a little bit of that Gracie Corner for the kids. You need to put that on?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. I haven't put that on yet, but nah. I mean, my kids they got their shows. They all own little TV situation. So they'd be like, one's upstairs, one's over here, one got a tablet. So they just they get in their own bag.
The good phase is they the only one is a snack, a little bathroom time, and then they get back to what they doing.
I need a snack. Gotcha.
But as you guys can see, so obviously we gave you guys an hour, but before we go. We're going to get to the last segment that we're adding.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember your record from last time?
I was 3-4.
Okay.
I was 3-4. I forgot what game lost. That was a couple weeks ago in my notes there. But I was 3-4. So
Where we at with it this week? What you got for the parlay?
This segment is the parlay segment. This is the one y'all been waiting for. So we did the show. I had a college football parlay. I'm gonna read it off. But college football, as you can see, is playing. If you're watching it on YouTube, if I put this up there, and if you're listening to it, college football's playing. Yes. So, but you may have time if you hear this fast enough. So I had Utah money line. If you wanted to be fancy with it, you could do Cal plus 14.5. I got WSU money line. UNC, they're going to cover that minus 2.5 spread. And then I have Eastern Michigan University money line. That's my four picks that should hit. And I didn't do the odds on that because, like I said, the games are playing. Why, if you want to chime in, I got a wifey's picks. You know, I'm going to go this little semi wifey's pick. And I think she's onto something. She has Georgia. This is a two-leg parlay right here. Georgia money line. Okay. They're playing.
They up.
And then Texas A&M money line. And they're the underdog. Texas A&M is the underdog
she
in this game.
She's going to cover the Georgia for sure. They up 24-7.5.
So we'll see. But
I like that. I also was I'm 1-0 for my lock of the week. I told y'all last time my first pick was the Commanders. I can't remember who we played. But never go against the Commanders if I say it's time. I know when we're going to lose. I know when we're going to win. This week is not the time that I'm going to put them in for the lock. What I do like, there's two teams that's playing this week. One team is trending up and one team is trending down. The Vikings are going in the wrong direction. They got the Vikings to beat the Bears by 3. There's not a chance that Kirk Cousins is about to do anything without Justin Jefferson. I don't know if you saw Osborne last week. The man's scared of the ball. His hands don't work. I'm telling you, the Bears will beat the Vikings tomorrow. It's a lock. Lock it in. It's an underdog pick. I think it was like plus 132 if you lock them in to win. That's the one.
I like it. I mean, I didn't know Justin Jefferson wasn't playing tomorrow, so thank you because I need to sub him out. And two, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with that. I think I'm going to lock that Bears pick. I think I'm going to do – I might do plus 6.5, yeah. Plus 10 just to give me a nice little two-possession cushion.
I am betting my locks for sure. Whatever I do, I'm betting.
This is what I'll be having on my ticket tomorrow for NFL Sunday. I put my picks in tonight because I will be on shift tomorrow. Shout out to everybody who needs my saving. Got you. But I got this. I got 49ers. Now, you could do it one place. It's plus 500 or plus 553. If you do, depending on how you flip it, it could be plus more depending on how you flip the spread. But I say stay within these numbers. Don't go outside these numbers or you will be mad because you're going to lose by that 0.5 points. So we're starting with the 49ers money line. Or if you're feeling froggy, you got a little extra chip in your pocket, minus 2.5 on FanDuel.
I will say I was iffy about that, but it's confirmed. Deshaun Watson is not playing.
Yeah, so I like that. So, yeah, I like that minus 2.5. Another one is the Jaguars. I got the money line or minus 2.5. I think that they'll get it done. They're on the uptick. They're one of those players. It was just shown that Trevor Lawrence moved up in the NFL rankings this year, so they got a squad. Okay. Next is the Bengals money line. I got them minus 1.5.
They need it.
I got them minus 1.5, and money line. And so after that, we got the Raiders. Money line or minus 2.5. So we got the 49ers, money line, minus 2.5. Jaguars, money line, minus 2.5. Bengals, that's the team that said that where they're coming, minus 1.5. And then the Raiders, money line, minus 2.5.
Well, I like it. I like it. I got a lot of overlap with my picks for tomorrow. So we're going to see what we do with it.
So, all right. Well, that's our picks for the day. I just got a weird text. My dog don't got loose. He out here in the streets. So I got to go find him.
I think that's the show then, man.
That's the show, y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Saturday. This will be going up right now. And then Sunday, make sure y'all lock those picks in. And we'll see you guys when we talk to you next. This is Fan Talk. AU winner. We out this thing. Boy. Yeah. All right.